Fish and Game public information specialist Brian Pearson talks with me about a several-year study that looks into white-tailed deer movement and mortality. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
A lot of this is kind of preliminary stuff, and the studies are still ongoing. But in 2019, in the pilot study that we did using the same GPS technology, we got some really valuable new information on white-tailed deer movements, which kind of helped our researchers refine their capture efforts this year to better represent the white-tailed deer population. So our researchers really learned that there are some deer that are migratory and there are some that are really not. And so there's deer that are habituated to humans. And so those deer tend to not move as much. So this year we reevaluated where we put our clover traps. We spread those out a little bit more and we tried to sample the entire variety of whitetails. We also got a glimpse into what percentage of newborn fawns typically survive and what the most common causes of mortality are for whitetail fawns. What we've seen so far is that we're losing about half or more of neonate fawns before they're a year old. And most of that mortality is from bears or mountain lions, and it's primarily bears. And that's quite a bit different than what we see down in mule deer country, where it's largely driven by weather.
The fundamental goal is to understand how all populations of large predators and prey interact, and how best to manage each species within the framework of the larger picture. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.